Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah we're learning Beschos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Defiant, Josevi Kogon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now in this Perek, we're going to be talking about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. The Pasuk tells us that if a person is walking along the way and he finds a bird's nest and the mother is Revetzes, she's crouching on or she's nesting on the young birds or eggs, so he has a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, Shalech Teshalcha Sa'im, and then he takes the babies or he takes the eggs, Ves Habanim Tikach Lach. And so now we're going to be discussing all the details. The Mishnah tells us Shiluach HaKein, this mitzvah of sending away the mother bird, Kein literally means a nest. So the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird from the nest, Noig Ba'aretz B'chutz La'aretz, it's in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, B'fnei Abayis V'Shalom B'fnei Abayis, when we have a Beis HaMikdash and when we don't. However, B'chulin Avoloi Mukdashin, this is only with Chulin birds, but not with Mukdashin. If a person has a Kadshim bird, he designated as a carbon, let's say, and then it flew away and he found it later on that it made a nest, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Now we just contrast this halacha with one that we learned in an earlier parak regarding birds. There's a chorm by kisui adam, the chiv to cover the bird of blood that was shechted over shiluach hakein. Shekisui adam noeg b'chaya uba'ayif. Kisui adam is not only by birds, but it's also by chayas, by wild animals, and b'mezomen v'she'in mezomen, also with something that's prepared and not prepared, meaning it could be that this bird is raised in his house, or it's not mezomen, he finds it out in the wild. The din of kisui adam applies to both of those. However, shiluach hakein einu neeg al ba'ayif. Shiluach hakein, first of all, is only by a bird, and also einu neeg al b'she'in mezomen. It's only if it's not prepared, it's not mezomen. It has to be that he finds it out in the wild. That's not part of his house, and only then Shiluach HaKein applies. Now we discuss this further. Ezu she'in mezomen. What does that mean? It's not mezomen. Kigan, for example, avazim tarnagoylim, geese and chickens, shekinu bepardes. They nested out in the orchard. Now the chiddush over here is that these chickens and geese were really part of his home, and they were used to going in and out of his house. And what happened? They decided to rebel. They were myrid. They said, "We don't want to be in this house anymore," and they went out to the orchard. Now could be that the orchard is still his rishos, but it's still for these geese and chickens. It's considered out in the wild, and if he found them nesting over there, that's considered something that's not mezumin, and he'd be chayv in shiluach hakein. Avon kinru b'bayis. However, if they were in his house and they set up a nest in his house, it doesn't have to physically be in his house. It could be in his courtyard, in his chutzner where they're used to living. Also, yoni hardesios, which are a certain type of dove called Herodian doves. These are doves that are used to living in the house. So pater mishiluach, he's pater mishiluach hakein because they're used to living among humans, and that's called mezumin. So there's no din of shiluach hakein. Moving on to mishnah beis. Oif tame patim l'shalayach, a non-kosher bird, there's no din of shiluach hakein. Oif tame roivitz al beitzei oif tahar, v'tar roivitz al beitzei oif tame. Let's say he finds a not kosher bird which is nesting on the eggs of a kosher bird, or a kosher bird resting on the eggs of a non-kosher bird. Maybe the mother bird was out, and so she asked her neighbor to sit on her eggs for her. So that's why you have the kosher on the non-kosher, non-kosher on the kosher. Patim l'shalayach, he's patim from sending away the mother bird because we learn from the pasuk that it has to be both a kosher mother bird and kosher eggs. Now kairei zachar, what about the situation of a kairei, which is male? What's a kairei? This is a bird translated as partridge, P-A-R-T-R-I-D-G-E. It's usually a game bird found out in the wild. And what's unique about this bird is that the males sit on the eggs as well. So he encounters a male sitting on the eggs. Reb Lezer is mechayv him shiluach hakein, because in this situation, he's considered like the mother. Whereas Rucham Pater and Rucham Pater, because they hold it when the pasuk says that the mother is nesting on the babies, it's specifically referring to the mother and not the father, even though it's the norm for the father. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Gimel and Daled with more discussions. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.